Confidence to Lead is the podcast for leaders of growing companies. Providing insights, advice, and information, it will empower you to make bold decisions in your business. Here's your host, Sarah Bartholomews, CEO of U Legal.
Welcome back to Confidence to Lead. Today we're going to be taking a look at what makes leading a not-for-profit organization different. I should say that I'm the director of one not-for-profit and the chairman of another, so the topic of this podcast is particularly close to my heart. Directors of not-for-profits have some specific obligations, and it's essential for them to know their duties, obligations, and the necessary criteria to create and run a not-for-profit. Take the Canberra-based New Connection Church, for example. The Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission, or ACNC, revoked the church's charity status in September 2014 because it had failed to provide information regarding the charitable status of the organisation when the ACNC requested it. This means the church could no longer apply for tax concessions, such as goods and services tax concessions. My clients regularly ask me whether their responsibility as a not-for-profit director is in any way different from being a director of a for-profit company. And the short answer is yes. The role of a director of a not-for-profit is special and often requires the director's ability to be a jack of all trades. The director's duties are not exactly the same for these types of organisations. The activities undertaken by not-for-profits do not lend themselves to the same scrutiny as a for-profit company, and the main difference concerns the beneficiaries of the organisation's activities. Firstly, we need to ask what makes an organisation a not-for-profit. The answer is really all in the name. A not-for-profit is an organisation that does not aim to increase shareholder returns or earn profits for its owners. The definition of not-for-profit applies when the organisation is operating as well as it's winding up or closing down. So, simply branding an organisation as not-for-profit does not make it actually a not-for-profit. There are certain legal requirements that must be complied with for it to be regarded as an NFP. The ATO accepts an organisation as not-for-profit if its constituent or governing documents prevent it from distributing profits or assets for the benefit of particular people, both while it's operating and when it winds up. The documents must contain the essential clauses indicated in the not-for-profit character of the organisation. These clauses may include the not-for-profit and dissolution clause. It's important to note that a not-for-profit organisation is not legally prevented from making a financial profit from its operations. It may still be considered a not-for-profit organisation even if it undertakes activities for the purpose of obtaining financial profits, so long as its governing documents prohibit it from distributing those profits to its members or a particular class of people. In short, stakeholders of an NFP do not receive financial gains in the way stakeholders for a for-profit company do. So long as the profits are obtained within the legal scope of its activities and are used in furtherance of the purpose for which it was created, an organisation may still be considered to be a not-for-profit. The role and responsibility of an NFP organisation are usually provided in its constitutional bylaws. The roles and responsibilities of a not-for-profit director depend on the purpose for which the NFP was established. Generally, an ideal NFP director must actively promote and advocate on behalf of the mission of the organisation. While not essential, it's advisable that an NFP director has a track record of the advocacy that is consistent with the mission and vision of the organisation. The board of directors is responsible for managing the affairs of the organisation. Their duty lies in promoting the interest of the organisation in accordance with its vision and mission. Generally, the functions of the board of directors include, among other things, the determination of the purpose and values of the organisation, approving strategies, fundraising, determining budgets, appointment and termination of officers, managing risk, legal compliance, and financial accountability. It is absolutely vital for the specific roles and responsibilities of the directors to be clearly outlined and explained in the originating documents of the NFP. This prevents any overlapping of functions among directors. It may serve as the director's guide to properly function as well as check to ensure that they have not overstepped the scope of their authority. Usually, the roles and responsibilities of directors are specifically stated in the letter of appointment, which normally would set out how and when the director was appointed, what their role and responsibilities are, any expectations regarding their role in governance, advocacy, and fundraising. Much like a corporate director, not-for-profit directors are bound to act in the best interests of the organisation. The director must have the appropriate skills to make the right decisions and the experience or general understanding of the nature of the directorial function in a not-for-profit. At the heart of many not-for-profits are fundraising events, and not only ensure continued funding of the programs run by the organisation, but also help to involve members of the community and build interest in the continued welfare of the organisation. The funds raised also aid in promoting the mission of the NFP, usually two of the key functions of an NFP director, and networking and fundraising. The director should have the ability to effectively distribute the workload among the employees, ensuring that there are ongoing fundraising efforts throughout the financial year, as well as various activities bringing the mission of the organisation to the forefront of local communities. A strong director will not merely organise fundraising events, but also ensure the financial health of the NFP through effective networking. The bottom line is when you become a director of an NFP, you should be clear about the nature and purpose of your organisation and fully understand the expectations of the organisation has of you. If you have any questions before next week's episode, please do give me a call or shoot me an email with any questions. Our contact details are on our website, ulegal.com.au. Otherwise, we look forward to chatting to you next week about better understanding your personal liability as a director.